All the Democratic presidential candidates have been getting bolder in their attacks on President Bush's handling of the war against Iraq, but one has led the way. Florida Senator Bob Graham was the last candidate to get into the race, but the former chairman of the Intelligence Committee was the first and the most aggressive in his criticism of the president. He accuses the president of mishandling the war on terrorism, manipulating intelligence about Iraq, and covering up Bush administration failures before September 11th. NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
In a Concord, New Hampshire factory, Bob Graham is unveiling his plan to create jobs and eliminate the deficit. But the questions from reporters are mostly about the senator's latest provocative thoughts about President Bush and the war on terrorism. At a previous event, Graham was asked whether President Bush could be impeached for his misleading statements about Iraqi weapons. Graham's answer?
If you look at the standard for impeachment that was set by a Republican House of Representatives for President Clinton, if that's the new standard, then I believe that the actions of President Bush are a more serious transgression of presidential powers.
Graham says that he's not calling for impeachment. He acknowledges that a Republican House of Representatives is not going to remove George Bush, but
if the president knew or should have known that important parts of his argument for going to war with Iraq were unfounded, that is a very serious transgression by the President of the United States of America.
He may not sound as angry as presidential candidate Howard Dean, the former Vermont governor who has been rallying the anti-war wing of the Democratic Party, but it is mild-mannered Bob Graham who has been chipping away the longest at the two areas where President Bush was considered invulnerable, credibility and national security. For almost a year, long before he announced for president, Graham's been accusing Mr. Bush of covering up pre-September 11th information. Graham was the first to accuse the president of politically manipulating the intelligence about weapons of mass destruction. During last year's debate on the Iraq War resolution, Graham voted no. He thinks the president is not tough enough on terrorism. Instead of Iraq, which he believed could be contained, Graham said the bigger threat came from terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and Hamas, which he says have substantial numbers of operatives inside the U.S. and might be able to obtain weapons of mass destruction.
We're not talking about a threat 90 days from now. We're not talking about a threat that may come a year from now if nuclear material is made available. I'm talking about a threat that could happen this afternoon. If you reject that, the American people are not going to be an additional threat, then frankly, my friends, to use a blunt term, the blood's going to be on your hands.
Graham is known as a low-key centrist, not a fire-breathing partisan. So when longtime Graham watchers heard Graham say that on the Senate floor, they paid attention. Lance DeHaven-Smith is a political scientist at Florida State University. He says the Graham he's observed for 25 years was methodical and hardworking.
Graham generally takes on issues and sticks with them in a persistent way, but not in a way that claims a lot of attention or excitement from people. I think it is a different Bob Graham. I think it's a Bob Graham who is motivated, intense, and is just not going to let this go.
In an interview, Graham explained his new intensity. As the former chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Graham has seen a lot of classified material that led him to a chilling conclusion.
I don't think the American people are any more secure today than they were on September the 11th.
Based on everything Graham has learned, he says it would be irresponsible not to speak out in the way that he has.
The issue of the safety and security of the American people from terrorism is a matter that deserves passion. And if you feel that those responsible are not adequately taking those steps that will give the maximum protection to the American people, I think you have a responsibility to speak out with passion. And that's what I have been doing.
In Bedford, New Hampshire, where Graham makes an appearance at the Politics and Eggs Forum for presidential candidates, Democratic activists like John Rao are impressed with Graham's intensity.
I think Senator Graham is deeply respected for his work in the Senate, particularly of late, and with the issue that we're seeing in terms of weapons of mass destruction and what did or did not the Bush administration know, Bob's a very credible voice for that.
But despite Graham's aggressiveness on these issues and his extraordinary resume, 3 terms in the Senate and 2 as governor of Florida, he still barely registers in the polls in key primary states. He had a disappointing fundraising quarter, and Democratic activists like Marjorie Smith are worried he's vulnerable because of his age. He's the oldest of the field at 66, and his health. He recently had multiple bypass surgery.
We are living at a time when we are looking at younger and younger candidates for president. Maturity is great, but I'm not sure that the electorate agrees. I've heard him a number of times. I've had some occasions to speak with him. And I think in some ways he probably has the best preparation of all the candidates. I just don't believe that he can defeat Bush.
Graham might not be getting much traction yet in the Democratic primaries, but it's impossible to dismiss someone who has never lost an election in the all-important state of Florida. In the past, Graham has been considered as a running mate by Michael Dukakis, Bill Clinton, and Al Gore. Democrat Jim Brett, one of the hosts of the Politics and Eggs Forum, says a lot of Democrats see a compelling logic to a ticket with Bob Graham as number two.
The reason why, obviously, they look at him as a VP candidate is one, coming from Florida, the key state, if anyone remembers the year 2000, if you can get a candidate that can carry Florida, then obviously you're in a much stronger position. I don't know anyone else who can do that on the Democratic side other than Senator Graham.
Graham has been asked repeatedly about the vice presidency, and he will only say that he is running for president, period.
Hello, Bob Graham. How are you?
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good. Great. What's your name?
And that's what he was doing in Concord, New Hampshire on a perfect blue sky summer day as NASCAR fans gathered before a big race. One of them was Elaine Pinkham, a Democrat from Hopkinton.
I appreciate you because you voted against the war.
Well, thank you.
That's why I'm here.
Good. Well, I appreciate that very much.
So keep on working on it.
Pinkham had a dog under one arm and a folding lawn chair under the other, but Graham wasn't going to let that stop her from writing her name and address in one of his ever-present little notebooks.
Would you do me a favor and I'll hold your dog and your chair if you want me to. Do you mind giving me your name and address?
Sure.
Graham has a long way to go to catch up to the top-tier Democratic candidates, but in a race that's as unsettled as this one, even after 6 months of intense campaigning, no one can count him out.
I hope that you will tell your friends so that you think I'm an okay guy.
Oh, yeah.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.